Report: Chicago man shot in January. February allegedly had gun while on electric monitoring. By Amy Furr on October 28, 2022. A suspect in Chicago who was shot twice in separate incidents earlier this year and faces charges relating to an illegal handgun and stolen vehicle is again in custody as the crime wave sweeps the city and nation. A gun was reportedly found near his bedroom after a shooting at a home where the suspect was staying on electric monitoring recently, according to a CWV Chicago article published Thursday. Suspect Alex Hernandez was accused in March of crashing a stolen car into another vehicle in Irving Park. He allegedly threw a handgun onto a garage roof and hid nearby before he was located. Authorities explained the shell casing found inside the stolen vehicle was from the firearm in question. According to a private defense attorney, Hernandez was shot during a drive-by incident on January 17. Weeks later, he was shot in his head and stomach. The CWV Chicago report continued. He rode around incapacitated on a CTA or Metra train for over 3 hours after the shooting until a passenger realized he was not doing okay, the lawyer said. Hernandez got out of the hospital on March 6, just 4 days before he is said to have crashed the stolen car and thrown the gun onto the garage roof. The news comes after more than 50 people were shot and 11 of them died over the weekend in Mayor Lori Lightfoot's D. Chicago, Breitbart News reported Monday. Per the CWV Chicago article, the suspect was ordered to pay $5,000 as a bail deposit to be released on electric monitoring and he reportedly paid that day. On October 19, prosecutors said a shooting occurred at a home on West Kyler where the suspect was living at the time while being monitored. The outlet noted the homeowner was inside when shots were fired through a window and officers found multiple shell casings outside. Authorities reportedly found a handgun near Hernandez's bedroom and he was later charged with a fresh count of unlawful use of a weapon by a felon. Judge Maryam Ahmad ordered him to pay a $25,000 deposit toward bail to be released from custody on the new charge. Separately, he is being held on $200,000 bail for violating bond in the March gun and stolen motor vehicle case. He must post 10% of that amount to get out of jail, the CWV Chicago report said. In May, Democrat-controlled Chicago was named among other major cities that are leading the way in urban residential decline, according to U.S. Census Bureau population estimates. According to Breitbart News, inner-city crime is a common factor in major cities across America, with the problems besetting Chicago emblematic of how widely spread the problem of violence is. More recently, rising violent crime across President Joe Biden's D. America is emerging as the deciding issue for voters in the fast-approaching midterm elections, the outlet reported October 5.